what did you see when you read the memo and heard what Steve Van Roekel had to say today?
Well, we're excited. We're excited the FedRAMP policy is out there. We look forward to seeing the controls, and we look forward to working with the government on implementing FedRAMP, especially as it's sort of the first step in making cloud easier to deploy and quicker to deploy for low and moderate security level programs.
What do you see here that's going to make deploying cloud easier and quicker?
Well, I think, you know, the issue right now for some of our members is that right now they're already having to conduct certification accreditation. They're having to go through the certification and accreditation process every time an agency wants to use them. And so I think it was in 2009, there was a figure that it was $300 million was spent by the government on CNA activities alone. And that's on the government side. Industry pays a price for going through those CNAs as well. So if we have a uniform, unified approach to risk management for cloud programs, and we could go through and receive a authority to operate that would be recognized across government, so we're not doing it continually all the time. It's a cost savings to industry and government, but it also speeds up the adoption rate if you have a list of the authorities already granted.
Now, Steve Van Roekel calls that the do-once-use-many approach, and it sounds like a good idea in theory. In practice, agencies have struggled over the years, not just in IT deployment, but in various kinds of acquisition efforts, to use the same thing everybody else is using. Some of it might be mental, some of it might be cultural. But what makes you think that it will work for FedRAMP and work well?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, and especially in a market where, you know, I hate to say everyone thinks they're special, so you got to add on a little bit more and a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
We are hoping that the move in the government to reduce waste, to focus on getting rid of some of the inefficiencies and to streamline processes, and especially the budget cuts that are going to be coming down, that this FedRAMP will make a lot of sense, and that do it once, use many is going to become more of a norm than it is right now. I think that's exactly what's going to have to happen. I think we're going to have to see what programs get through the FedRAMP process and how they're being used. And I think if more companies see that they can go get the certification and the agencies are using it, then I think the companies are going to want it and the agencies are going to want it.
And that's where, as I read my colleague Jason Miller's story about it, and then as he talked about it at the beginning of the hour, that's where I thought the potential exists for this to go astray. If the companies all go get certified and then the agencies don't come on board and just say, well, this is a good idea, but we're still going to do it this way for whatever reason. And whether they're supposed to or not, if the companies don't wind up getting a benefit out of going through the certification process, that's where I think there's potential for it to fall apart. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. But I also think that's why I think there's going to be a lot of focus on this. I'm a little worried, actually, that the funds for the eGov program, which sort of funds the FedRAMP office and some of the other cloud programs, was actually a significant cut in the draft budget on both the House and the Senate side right now. So to me, this is a very important program. It should have a line item. It should be well funded, especially in the start, because how it functions in this, you know, for the first year, it's going to make it or break it going forward.
Richard Spires said on this call today that Jason covered, the Joint Authorization Board realizes CIOs won't accept the provisional authority blindly. It sounds like he's trying to take steps right up front to address what you and I are talking about.
Well, I think they are. I mean, I think they realize the pitfalls. I think they've seen it happen before, and I think they're doing everything they can to address it. Even, I will tell you, even in just coming up with this guidance, the outreach they've done with industry, the input, they've taken all our input seriously. They're working hard to address the concerns we had. I think they want it as much as we want it, and I'm hoping that makes a true public-private partnership to move this forward.
What role do you see your members in industry playing in going to the agencies and helping to sell the concept that they should play along with this?
Well, I mean, that's exactly the key. That's exactly what our members need to be in there with the agencies, asking for the FedRAMP certification, using the third-party assessors once that gets established, and pushing this as a cost savings. Because if our companies are saving money, then the government is going to save money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the direction it has to go.
Yeah, it seems to me there's a role for the vendors to say, even if you don't buy it from us, get on board with this, and there's going to be a long-term benefit to industry by going that route.
That is, and I think, one of the drivers is going to be these first companies going through the FedRAMP process. I'm hoping that they have a good outcome. I'm hoping they have a good experience because, you know, it's a small community. Everybody's going to talk, and so we really want this to be successful, and we're looking forward to to working to move it forward.